Call tells me he sees a star, and that makes me laugh.
I do.
His voice is serious, his mouth against my ear. I tip my head up. He's right. It hangs low on the horizon.
That makes 6,
I say.
7, he says. That was a star we saw the first night on the river.
It wasn't.
We've been arguing about this for weeks, ever since we left the outpost behind and boarded the dredge to go upriver. He laughs softly before he starts kissing me again. Up on the deck, it's easier to hear past the sounds made by our hungry metal ship, but it's still impossible to completely ignore the constant throb and grate of the dredge as it moves along the river in search of gold, taking in rocks and stones, grinding them out. It tears up the rivers and leaves refuse and silt behind, ruins valleys, adds a smear of smoke to the sky.
All of this because the Admiral has a taste for gold, I say.
I have a taste for you, Call tells me.
I laugh because it's such a stupid thing to say, even though it's true, and I feel him smile.
It makes no sense, I say.
What good is all this gold? We all know that the Admiral wants to help the outpost thrive. He thinks that getting more gold can help us do that, but I'm not entirely sure why. We've mined enough to last us for a while, and there's not really anyone to trade with anymore. We need so many other things. Cleaner air, more water, better medicine, ways to rehabilitate the land. All gold does is gild the time until we die.
Who cares? Call says. If the Admiral didn't want it, we'd never get to be out here.
Call says things like this, but I've seen the expression on his face as he looks back at the devastation we leave behind. Churned up riverbed, life choked to death so we can raise the gold. Even though it shivers me to think of the ruin we're causing, I may as well count the stars while I can. Already, in 2 weeks out on the river, I've seen more than most people back at the outpost will in a lifetime.
It was a good idea to come here, Call whispers. Admit it.
A good idea, I say, teasing. A good idea for us to spend our days in the belly of a noisy old ship loud enough to make us deaf. A good idea to spend our nights up here standing guard and ruining our eyes looking for things in the dark.
A very good idea, he says.
Call had overheard some of the machinists in the scrapyard where we work talking about the dredge voyages.
It's not an ideal posting,
the machinist told Call.
It's dangerous, and you have to leave the outpost.
To Call, those sounded like promises instead of drawbacks.
It's the only way you're going to see the world, Poe, he said to me. The only way you're going to shake the dust of the outpost from your feet.
And we both knew that signing on to the dredge was a way for us to be together, without settling down and having babies and working all day, every day in the same places, doing the same things. And then there's the biggest secret, the best dream of all. We're going to escape. At the turnaround point, we're going to leave, run, be free. I have imagined it all. Blue lakes, forest smell, the sound of something else alive in the woods that isn't human and doesn't care that we are. We might not last long in the wilderness, but who knows? There's a chance we could survive. I would rather be torn apart by something than wait for nothing. And it doesn't do any good to worry about what might happen later. Instead, I think about now. I like now. A kiss on the top of the dredge under a smeary star sky, with Call's hands touching me.